From condominiums to HDB flats, safety is not a luxury, it is a right. And if elected, I bring the same vigilance to our public housing estates. I want to assure you that projects by LTA, URA and other ministries within the GRC will not be affected if you elect PSP. Remember that the expenditure to fund those projects does not come from the PAP, but from your money, your taxes. The regular maintenance works, like cleaning, refuse disposal, landscape, pest control, the general municipal services, would continue, and a PSP town council would better and closely manage the provision of these essential services to the estates within the GRCs and the SMCs. Now, a PSP town council understands that not all equipment in the estates would last forever. Therefore, cyclical works like the modernization or upgrading of lifts in the HDB blocks, the repairs and repainting of HDB blocks, the replacement of fitness equipment or playground equipment would be assessed and carried out appropriately. Those are works which fall under the obligation of the Town Council in terms of general upkeep and maintenance. So don't worry, we won't be calling all it as within our master plan, unlike what I had seen the master plan for one of the wards in West Coast, Jurong West GRC. If elected, a PSP-managed town council would be better managed than what is in place now.
We see Singaporeans who are not burdened by a crushing cost of living, with access to a universal minimum wage, more affordable hawker food, and a lower GST rate. We see Singaporeans who can compete fairly for jobs and get access to good career, working alongside foreign workers and professionals, but they are there to complement us, to support us, to support Singapore-based companies. We see Singaporeans who can afford HDB flats in their 20s and 30s and have the confidence to start families and take risks, whether it is becoming an entrepreneur or taking time to study and reskill. We see young Singaporeans who have more autonomy, being able to vote at 18 and having access to flats at 28 years old as a single. We see Singaporeans who can better balance work, leisure and family life with more public holidays, a right to disconnect from work and better mental health treatment services. We see mothers and fathers sharing their parenting responsibilities more equally and being less stressed about their children's education. We see Singaporeans who are confident and creative because the education system gives them more options and focuses on building not just their work skills, but also their abilities to communicate and interact with others to navigate complex social situations. We see older Singaporeans who are able to retire with dignity. Financially secure and ready to spend their silver years pursuing their interests. We see Singaporeans having a healthier democratic society for their participation and their protection. With reforms to the GRC system and how electoral boundaries are drawn. We see Singaporeans being enriched by a more diverse media landscape with reporting and journalism from more angles and more perspectives. We see a more sustainable Singapore where environmental impact assessments are mandatory. Now, the Singapore glass is half full. There are many good things that we must defend about Singapore. But it is time to fill the glass to the brim.
Okay, first, let me deal with some unfinished business from the campaign. And that is relating to the harassment incident involving PAP and PSP volunteers in Bukit Gombak on 4th January 2025, which our volunteers have started to call Gombak Gate. Now, more than a month ago, we have been informed by police that their investigations have been completed and they have handed over their investigation results to the Attorney General's Chambers. 5 days ago, at our rally at Bukit Gombak, I called on the government to release the result of the police investigation. A member of PSP has allegations of assault hanging over him, and we would like his name to be cleared. But we heard nothing. So at yesterday's media interview, I again asked for the result of the investigation. Tonight is the last day for campaigning, and we have still heard nothing. Since investigations has been completed, and serious allegations about PSP volunteers' conduct have been made, it is only fair that the results must be released before voters go to the ballot in 2 days' time. PSP has nothing to hide. Does PAP?
PAP scared.
If we still hear nothing from the police or AGC, dear Singaporeans, we will have to ask you to draw your own conclusions. And to perhaps give the opposition the benefit of the doubt in future. If PAP had not made allegations of slapping that they were unable to substantiate, if it had merely been allegations of who started the misbehaviour, I think that the situation for PSP would be a lot murkier. In a situation of your word against mine, opposition does not have the upper hand. In the last 2 days, there have been reports that plans to disrupt a PSP walkabout in Taman Jurong were discussed in a WhatsApp group linked to grassroots volunteers supporting PAP candidate Sean Huang. The media contacted us to ask questions about this. They wanted us to tell them whether or not the disruption actually happened. But we don't know. There is no way for us to tell whether or not a person talking to us is genuine or trying to misinform, or just take up our time. The most direct and effective way is to ask Mr. Sean Huang. So here, I would like to ask Mr. Sean Huang to please clarify for the media and the public whether or not it is true that his volunteers planned to disrupt PSP's outreach in Taman Jurong and whether it was executed.
The PAP wants you to think about local issues. But the PAP's track record on local issues in the western part of Singapore is also questionable relative to the development in the eastern part of Singapore. One Bukit Gombak resident told me the other day at Bukit Gombak station that the neighborhood has not changed much since the days of the STP's MP, Mr. Ling Hao Dong, which was some 30 years ago. In Jurong Spring, which Minister Desmond Lee was PM from 2011 to 2020, I was surprised to find what I call pigeonhole elevators and many of the older HDB blocks. These pigeonhole elevators are just enough to take in one wheelchair and maybe just one or two persons. As elevators are essential facilities for residents, why was this not upgraded earlier? Do you need to look further than this when you talk about local plans? The government can have 5-year or 10-year development plans for each constituency, but it is up to the MP to highlight what is most important for the residents. A PSP MP will see to that.
Tonight, as I come in, I was really very, very happy, a little bit emotional. But because at my age, I've never imagined I can come and stand before you and tell you what we can do. There's something I always worry about, is that the leadership of the PAP has actually not changed. Actually, they are recycling. You know, when you watch the people that is entering into the political arena from the PAP, you get a bit worried because they're either civil servants, army boys, or light government agencies. They're always from the same field. Then you know what is going to happen. You think one way. But we will think many ways. This is what we call group thinking. And group thinking is very dangerous. Because we all comply, we want to please everyone. But here, amongst us, they know they can challenge me, although I'm the leader. But that is good, because if a leader is afraid to be challenged, all ideas stay, never expand, because of fear that the leader will either kick him out or do something else. But we cannot allow that to happen. And if you are worried about town councils, let me tell you, I was the one who started the town councils. And now, with the backing of Harish and Sunny, your town council will be very well run. You see, when I was the chairman of the town council, I didn't look at how much I got in my bank. I looked at how much my men have serviced each flat. That is the criteria.